Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for listening today. We are continuing what we spoke about the other day about the Apostle Paul, Shaul, being the chief of sinners and what that actually means. And we're going to look at the devotional today, and then we're going to do a teaching on it. So we're going to read Romans 7:24. So Romans 7:24 is the first of many scriptures I'm going to give you today. It says, "Oh, what a miserable person I am. Who will free me from this life that is dominated by sin and death?" And we remind ourselves when the Apostle Paul, Shaul, called himself the chief of sinners. And it says here in the devotional, Shaul's further explanation of his reasons for confessing to be a chief of sinners is seared into one's conscience with a proper perspective of entirely of Romans chapter 7. Once the blazing light brings illumination, every false pattern of thinking is taunted by that light. Although some darkness may take years to be exposed, it was not that so with Shaul and others. The others being those who submit and surrender to the truth that their own wicked inadequacies, apart from Yeshua the Messiah, will always be the whole of who they are. Within your entire mindset and fleshly desires, a war is now being waged, which has often been discussed, yet the remedy which brings power is so clearly missing, and the seldom realized in the decisions and discussions. People forget somehow the culture of those who profess to be Christians have come into this false yet unified belief that along the journey they call faith, they become good enough themselves. As if over time, their personal wickedness, fueled by their ever-present ego, suddenly became a holy ego. It is not so, loved one. Not so at all. Power comes to those who continually acknowledge within that a complete takeover of the spirit, soul, and the body is absolutely necessary. As it says in First Thessalonians 5:23, "Now may Yahweh of peace make you holy in every way, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless in our wonderful Messiah Yeshua until he comes again." It says, if they are to have a shot at exercising the power that they have been promised, and in Ephesians it says, in Ephesians 1:19-20, "I also pray that you understand the incredible greatness of Yahweh's power and for us who believe in him, that the same mighty power that raised Yeshua from the dead and seated him at the place of honor in Yahweh's right hand in the heavenly realms." Hallelujah. In other words, they follow the Spirit of Yahweh through the Messiah in them, which is absolute realization that not one ounce of their own personal will can exist if they are to manifest what has been offered through Yeshua. Thanks be to the Mighty One, the giver of the perfected mind. I, the redeemed mindset, have deliverance, the ability to leave behind self-will through Yeshua Messiah, our Master. So then, with this same mind, I myself am a slave to the Torah of the Almighty, but with the flesh, reliant ego, still present, sinful nature. Death brings life. Is that not exactly what Yeshua proved to us? Hallelujah, hallelujah. So these are the devotionals for today, and I want to give you some scriptures about what we just spoke about. Because we have to be understanding what it means to yield to our wonderful creators and what he's done for us. Anytime we accept any responsibility for what he's done for us, under any circumstance, we are making ourselves more important than the truth of what he's done for us. And we need to yield to him and completely admit that 100% the way we act and everything we do without him is a dirty rag, sinful nature. But what he does is takes away that sinful nature, not making us a holy spirit, not making us holy in our own self, but through him, and only with him. Ephesians 3 verse 7 says, by Yahweh's grace and mighty power, I have been given the privilege of serving him by spreading the good news, by his grace and mercy. Ephesians 3:16 says, I pray that from his glorious ultimated resources, he will empower you with the inner strength through his spirit. That's the prayer we need for each other. That from his glorious unlimited resources, he will empower us. Only through his empowerment can we do this. Not by ourselves. Not for ourselves. Not under our own power. The flesh is weak. Weak. We need his spirit. We need it. We need to understand we are dirty, filthy rags, and we need his spirit daily. We need to submit and die daily so we could rise with him and be with him daily, to give up our own lives and take up our own stake and be willing. His words are more important than my life. We need to pray for each other. Unlimited resources. Somebody say unlimited. Unlimited resources he has for us. Hallelujah. Be strong in Yahweh and his mighty power. It's by his power we're able to persevere and survive. But we must be willing to yield to that and never take responsibility for what has happened in our lives and what we're doing. Never. And far too many people take that for themselves of what they're doing. Philippians 3:20 says, he will take our weak mortal bodies and change them into glorious bodies like his own, using the same power in which he will bring everything under his control. It's only by his power. We need to understand that. Only when we can admit that without him, we're nothing. And nothing that has happened in our life is due to our self-righteousness or our ego. It's all about him. This is why people that do not understand, that have not been touched by the Ruach Kodesh, the Holy Spirit, don't get it. They don't understand. They start thinking about what they've done to deserve what they've gotten. We got far better than what we deserve. Romans 6:6 says, we know that the old sinful selves were crucified with Yeshua so that sin might lose its power in our lives. We are no longer slaves to sin. Because of the Messiah. Because without Yeshua, you're still a dirty, wicked sinner. I don't care how many good deeds you do according to this world's ways. Only through Yeshua can you survive. Only through Yeshua can you be called holy. Romans 8:2 says, and because you belong to him, the power of the life-giving spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. Hallelujah. That's what we need to understand. That's what we need to comprehend. We must yield to him. And then may the peace of Yahweh be with you all when that happens. And only then. It's about yielding. Yielding to him. And understand the importance of who he is in our lives. And what he does in our lives. And the scriptures are his holy word. That shows you this. John 15 verse 5 says, now, I am the vine and you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Just comprehend that for a second. Without him, there's nothing we can do that's good. 1 Corinthians 12:18 says, but Yahweh has set the members, each one of them up in the body, just as he pleased. His perfect plan comes through when we yield to him. 2 Corinthians 5:17 and 18 says, therefore, if anyone is in Yeshua, he is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things that are of Yahweh, who has reconciled us to himself through Yeshua Messiah, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Remember, if anyone is in Yeshua, if, and only in Yeshua can this happen. Hebrews 4 verses 1 to 3 says, therefore, since a promise remains of entering his rest, let us fear, lest any of you seem to have come short of it. For indeed, the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with the faith those who heard it. For we have believed, we do enter the rest as he has said. So I swore my wrath, they shall not enter my rest, although the works they were finished from the foundation of the world. We must believe in him and yield to him. We must yield to him. James 4 verses 1 to 3 says, where do the wars and fights come from among you? They do not come from your desires for pleasure. Do they not come from the desires of pleasure that the war is in your members? You lust and you do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war and yet you do not have because you do not ask. You ask and you do not receive because you ask amiss that you may spend it on your pleasures. James 4, 6 says, but he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, Yahweh resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's his faithful covenant that he never will take away from us if we serve him. Matthew 6, 33 says, we must seek the kingdom of Yahweh and his righteousness, and all things shall be added to you. That must be our goal. That must be our goal. 1 Corinthians 4, 6 says, now these things, brethren, I have transformed to myself and Apollos for your sakes, that you may learn in us not to think beyond what is written, that none of you may be puffed up on behalf of one against another. We must let go of this ego. We must let go of this ego and become one with Yeshua, understanding what he did for us. Philippians 2, 5, 7, let this mind be in you, which was also in Yeshua Messiah, who being the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no retribution, taking the form of a bondservant and coming to the likeness of a man and dying for us. And we must be willing to die so we could be born again with him. Hallelujah. Hebrews 2:10 says, for it was fitting for him who are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons into glory, to make captain of their salvation perfect through their sufferings. And that's the name of this devotional, Suffer Well. And we've spoken so much about the importance of that. And then we leave you with Hebrews 13:5 that says, let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you or forsake you. We must find peace and comfort in understanding these things. It's the only way we're going to understand the true goal of a wonderful creator and what he wants for our life. The justification that comes only by faith in him and only through him. That's it. There's no way, nothing else that can do it. Only through Yeshua can we shed our sinful nature. It's not because of us. It's not what we've done. As Paul said, we are the chief of sinners. Galatians 2:21 says, I do not treat the grace of Yahweh as meaningless, for if keeping Torah could make us right with Yahweh, then there was no need for Yeshua to die. Exactly. Exactly. And I share this with all those out there that think by keeping the Torah or keeping a law is going to make you responsible for your righteousness. No, it's only through Yeshua. It's only through Yeshua. Because if it was by what you were doing, you wouldn't need him. We don't keep the Torah to be to be saved. We keep it because we are saved. Hallelujah. We have to understand that. We have nothing without Yeshua. Romans 3:27-28 says, where then is boasting? Is it excluded because of that law? The law that requires works? No, because the law that requires faith. For we maintain that a person is justified by faith apart from the works of the law. Faith. Understanding the importance of what Yeshua did for us. And then we can have the appreciation for keeping the words. He died for us, so we got to keep his guidelines and instructions. And what a shame it is that there are people today that end it there. They say, well, he died for us, so I don't have to do anything. No, your heart must be transformed where you desire to do those things. You desire to do those things, but it's by the faith. By faith, Romans 3:22 says, the righteousness of Yahweh through faith in Yeshua Messiah to all believers, for there is no distinction. Yeshua is the only way. The only way. We must understand that. John 3:36 says, he that believes in the Son has everlasting life. And he that believes not in the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of Yahweh on him. John 14:6 says, Yeshua said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. These are the words, the divine words that we must take and listen to and understand. And so many people are blind to this. They don't get it. How can it all be upon one man? How can one man be responsible for so much? Because he's not just a man. He's a wonderful creator in a human form. Romans 10 verses 9 to 11 says, because if you confess with all your mouth that Yeshua is Yahweh and believe in your heart that Yahweh raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified. And with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the scriptures say everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. And we know the most popular verse, John 3:16, that Yahweh so loved the world that he gave his only son. And whoever believes in him shall not perish but have life. We must repent. We understand repentance brings refreshing. And we must be renewed. Renewed in Yeshua. Hallelujah. Remember, and I remind you, it's not by our works, not by anything we did. We must let go of the ego. Galatians 3:10-11 says, for all who rely on works of the law are under a curse. Cursed is everyone who does not continue in everything written in the book of the law. Cursed is no one who relies on law as justification before Yahweh. The righteous will live by faith. Faith that Yeshua is Messiah. And then we understand our responsibility to keep the guidelines and instructions. It's not the other way around. It's not keeping the guidelines and instructions and then relying on Yeshua. For so many people get it wrong in a Catholic and a Christian church today, they teach it wrong themselves. They teach that we don't have to do the works, or they add to the works, but they don't understand. When we come to Yeshua and to accept him as our Messiah, when he releases us from sin, he releases us from the penalty of sin. He doesn't tell us we no longer need to do the works. He tells us even more important, we need to do the works if we truly love him. And he shows us and should lead us to that. And I'm telling you right now, if the Holy Spirit is not leading you to do the works found in Scripture, you need to question what Spirit is speaking to you. Because when you accept Yeshua as Messiah, your heart is supposed to change. You're supposed to hate sin and hate making a practice out of sin. For we're not saved by keeping the works, but we keep the works because we are saved. That's the confirmation of that. For those of you that say you believe in Yeshua but ignore his word, who is my sheep, as he says? Yeshua is the living Torah. James 2:10 says, for whoever keeps the Torah and yet stumbles at one point is guilty of breaking it all. Exactly. Exactly. Thankful for Yeshua's wonderful grace and mercy. But we have to understand what spirit we're listening to. And I'm going to tell you this right now. The Holy Spirit will never make us feel good about living in sin. The Holy Spirit will never make us feel good about living against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. And if you're living against the Torah, against the law, and you've confessed Yeshua as your Messiah, that's a different spirit speaking to you. Because the Holy Spirit will never let you feel it's okay to live against his guidelines and instructions. We must get this and understand this. We have to put all our faith in Yeshua. But we have to have the Holy Spirit leading us to do these guidelines and instructions and believe in that. But remember what he said, Luke 7:50. And he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Go in peace." So we must yield. We must yield to our Creator. 2 Timothy 2:15, "Do your best to present yourselves to Yahweh as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of the truth." Hallelujah. Romans 12:1-2, "I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to Yahweh, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that testing you may discern what is the will of Yahweh and what is good and acceptable and perfect." Now let's look at that scripture again. Let's look at that scripture. It says, "Brothers, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice." Job says, "I esteem the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. His words were more important than his life." Holy and acceptable to Yahweh is what we must be, which is spiritual worship. Not to be conformed in this world of sinners, but transformed. And that's what Yeshua is supposed to do to us. When you truly have Yeshua, you're transformed. You no longer want to live in sin. Sin is transgression of the law. But you want to renew your mind, that you discern what is the will of Yahweh. The will of Yahweh is the Torah. It's written right there in the first 5 books. It's acceptable, it's good, and it's perfect. And our mind must be transformed so we follow that. So if you accept Yeshua, but you're still living in sin on purpose, and you're rejecting the guidelines and instructions in the Torah, and you're making excuses to live in sin, saying, "Oh, the Torah's done away with," that's not what the Bible says. It says your mind must be transformed. Must be transformed. We must yield. Yield to his ways. Luke 12:15 says, "And say to them, take care and be on your guard against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist of the abundance of his possessions." We must let go of the flesh and let go of the ego. We must understand without him, we're the chief of sinners, as Paul said. Confessing our sins to one another. Acknowledging that we're nothing without him. Acknowledging him that we're sinners. It says in John 2:3, "Truly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of Yahweh. Therefore, confess your sins and pray with one another," James 5:16, "so you may be healed." We must treat our bodies like the most, understand the temple. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 says, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Ruach Kodesh, the Holy Spirit, whom you have from Yahweh? You were not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify Yahweh in your body. Do the guidelines and instructions. Follow his will for your life." And that's only found in the Bible of what he wants us to do. For John 14:15 says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." You will keep my commandments. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is how he wants us to live. This is what he wants us to do with our lives. Thankful for Yahweh's grace that he takes away that death penalty so we could have another chance. And he gave his son to die for us. Thank you, Father. Thank you. But we have to get this right. He tells us what's right and wrong in the scriptures. It says in John 1:17, "But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet chooses in his heart against him, how does Yahweh's love abide in him?" There's so many scriptures. So many scriptures that show you right from wrong and how we should act. The attitude of Yeshua. So many scriptures that talk about this. We must understand it's all through him and not through us. Ephesians 2:8 and 9 says, "For by the grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is a gift of Yahweh, not a result of works, so that no one may boast." You understand? By grace we have been saved, not by our own doing. So many times in scripture, Yahweh says, "I cannot let them accept that it was done from them." I believe it was Gideon and all of Gideon's, all of the men. He said, "No, only take 200. Because if you take more, then people will think it was of men's power. But I want to show them it's of Yahweh's might. That Yahweh had did this. That Yahweh is the reason." And he does that in our lives. There's nothing we cannot do through him. But we have to understand the concept of this devotional and of the scriptures. That without Yeshua and the Holy Spirit leading us in the right direction to keep the guidelines and instructions, and we can only do it through him and his spirit, we're nothing. And all of this means nothing. So I pray that everyone out there has eyes to see and ears to hear and understands this. And the Bible says repentance brings refreshing. So if you've been guilty of this, of taking credit for your walk, of taking credit for the things you've done, even in your decision to follow him, is not something you can take credit for, because it's him that opens eyes and hearts. And when we follow him and he opens up our hearts and our eyes even more, it's a beautiful thing. But it's all because of what he's given us and the gift he's given us in the Holy Spirit. Remember, the Holy Spirit is a gift that he gives us. And the Holy Spirit would guide us in the right direction. There are many spirits out there. And many spirits are leading people away from the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, away from the commandments, away from the Torah. But the true spirit of Yahweh will lead us to the Torah, to the commandments. But at the same time, it will never let us take credit for what gift we've received. It would always understand it's only through Yeshua and because of Yeshua that we're allowed to have this Holy Spirit to guide us in the right direction. Praise our wonderful Creator. Thank you so much for listening today, everybody. And you can see more at our website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. And you have a blessed day today. Please share this with others. Yahweh be with you all. And shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
I was lost, I was in chains, the world had a hold of me. My heart was a stone, I was covered in shame.